主耶稣圣名证道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
我们来谈谈有天堂和地狱吗？
Let's discuss whether there is a heaven and a hell.
有人信，也有人不信。
There are some who believe and some who don't.
不信的人，因为他不信有神。
Those who don't believe have this mindset because they don't believe in a God.
那自然他也不信死后有审判，上天堂或下地狱。
Naturally, they do not believe that after death there will be a judgment, after which one will either go to heaven or hell.
他们认为人死如同灯灭。
They think that after one dies, it is likened to a lamp that is extinguished.
一切都归于无有。
All comes to nothingness.
没有灵魂的存在，也没有天堂和地狱的审判。
There's no existence of the soul, and there's no judgment pertaining to heaven and hell.
但是我们可以想一想，
However, let us consider,
如果人死后真的什么都没有了，
If there truly is nothing after a person dies,
那为什么那一些口里说人死如灯灭的人，
Why is it that those who say that death is like an extinguished lamp?
当真正面对死亡临到的时候，他心里却是仍然有恐惧和不安呢？
When faced with deathare filled with fear and unease.
这种不安到底是什么不安？
And what is this unease?
这种恐惧到底是惧怕什么？
With regard to this fear, what are they afraid of?
还有一件事情也是值得我们去想一想的。
There's one other thing worth our consideration.
为什么许多人不敢作恶？
Why is it that many people do not dare to do evil?
纵使没有警察在看，他也是不敢作恶的。
Even if there is no policeman watching, they still do not dare to commit evil.
为什么许多人这么乐意行善？
Why are so many people willing to do good?
纵使没有人在看，他也是照样行善的。
Even though there is no one watching, they are still willing to do good.
因为人里面有良心。
This is because within each person is a conscience.
良心知道善有善报，恶有恶报。
Conscience knows that good begets good and evil begets evil.
所以人乐意行善，不敢任意行恶。
Therefore, man is willing to do good and is not so easily inclined to do evil.
当他看到恶人在作恶的时候，
When they observe another doing evil,
虽然他不能够做什么，帮不了什么，
Even though they are unable to do much, to help much,
但是他心里会说，
That person would say in his heart,
恶有恶报。
Evil will beget evil.
当他看到恶人好像一直在那边享福，都没有受到什么恶报。
And when he observes the evil person apparently enjoying life without being punished,
他心里会说，
He will say in his heart,
不是不报，是时候未到。
It is not that there is no retribution, it is just that the time has not yet come.
那当他看到这个恶人到死都是享福的，一点受苦都没有。
When he observes the evil person enjoying life to the fullest without any suffering,
但是他心里会说，
he will say in his heart,
死后一定会有面对神的审判。
After death, surely he will face God's judgment.
所以大多数人的内心都是深深相信有一位神。
Therefore, for the majority of people, they believe in their hearts that there is a God.
相信人死后要面对神的审判，就是天堂和地狱的审判。
They believe that after death they must face judgment, which is the judgment of heaven and hell.
天堂和地狱的审判是怎样的呢？
What is the judgment of heaven and hell like?
那不同的宗教所说的天堂和地狱的审判都不一样的。
Different religions have different views on what heaven and hell is like.
那不同的民族，他们对天堂地狱的说法也是有不同的传说。
And different peoples would explain heaven and hell differently according to their tradition and culture.
那可见人对死后受审判的那种理解。
Therefore, we can see that one's understanding towards what happens after death
深受文化背景和传统观念的影响。
Is greatly influenced by tradition and culture.
然而，真正的审判是基于公义和真理。
However, true judgment is founded on justice and truth.
不是人的想象或者是传统的传说。
not based on what man thinks and not based on traditional sayings.
我们基督教说的天堂地狱跟其他宗教所说的天堂地狱有一个很大的不同。
What Christians understand about heaven and hell is there is a great difference between what Christians understand about heaven and hell versus other religions.
那就是信息来源的不同。
信息
message、oh, 那来源
which is the origin of the message
是不一样。
The origin of the message is different.
我们相信的天堂和地狱不是人思想出来的传统或是传说。
What we believe about heaven and hell is not based on sayings of tradition and culture.
是创造天地万物的真神亲自给人的启示。
It is based on the revelation personally given by God the Creator.
神亲自启示摩西写下创世纪来告诉我们。
God personally revealed to Moses what happened such that he would write downwrite the book of Genesis.
为什么有死亡？为什么有死后的审判？
Why is it that there is death and there is judgment after death?
我们请看创世纪的第二章。
We look at Genesis chapter 2.
我们读十六节跟十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
创世纪第二章十六跟十七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verses 16 and 17. In the name of Jesus, I read. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying,Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
起初神创造天地和人类的始祖就是亚当和夏娃。
In the beginning, God created the heavens as well as the ancestor of man, Adam and Eve.
神把亚当夏娃安置在乐园里。
God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
神对亚当说，
God told Adam,
园中所有的树你的都可以随意吃，但是园中那棵分别善恶树的果子你不可以吃。
Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
后来亚当和夏娃吃了禁果犯了罪。
Later Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit and sinned.
但是亚当和夏娃并没有立刻死啊。
But Adam and Eve did not die immediately.
那并不是说神说的话落空了。
Does this mean that God's words have fallen idly to the ground?
神说必定死，那就是必定死的。
When God says one will surely die, one should surely die.
可是这个死包含两个方面。
This death encompasses two aspects.
一个是肉体的死，一个是灵魂的死。
One is...The death of the physical body, the other is the death of the soul.
肉体的死就是肉体会渐渐衰老而死亡。
The death of the physical body is that the physical body will gradually decay and die.
亚当吃禁果的时候就开始肉体的死亡了。
And once Adam ate of the forbidden fruit, his physical body started to die.
他的身体立刻起了一个变化。
His body underwent a change.
他会觉得冷了。
He felt cold.
他会觉得害怕了。
He felt fear.
他要逃避神。
He wanted to flee from God.
他会感觉到羞耻。
And he felt shame.
所以你看到在这个时刻，亚当身体、精、心灵都起了一个变化。
Therefore, we can observe that at that instant, Adam's body and mind underwent a change.
但这是不好的变化，这是趋向死亡的变化。
But this was not a good change. It was a change unto death.
那他死后灵魂要面对神的审判。
And after he died, his soul will have to face God's judgment.
灵魂的死就是人死后面对神的审判，被丢在地狱，或者是得救进入天堂。
The death of the soul is that after death, one meets God and is judged to go to hell.
我们请看马可福音的第九章。
We look at Mark chapter 9.
我们读四十三到四十八节。
Verses 43-48. Mark chapter 9, verses 43-48. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed, rather than having two hands to go to hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame, rather than having 2 feet, to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having 2 eyes, to be cast into hell fire, where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched.
主耶稣开始的时候说，主耶稣开始传道的时候说，天国近了，你们要悔改，相信福音。
When the Lord Jesus began to preach, he said that the kingdom of heaven is near. Repent.
耶稣是来传天国的福音。
Jesus came to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
他来指示我们一条得救的道路。
And he wanted to show us the way of life.
他叫我们要悔改，相信福音，而得救进入天国。
He wants us to repent and to get back on the right track and to enter heaven.
如果我们不相信主耶稣的福音，
if we do not believe in the Lord's gospel,
我们继续去犯罪，
and continue to sin,
那到末日我们必定面对神的审判，被丢在地狱里，永远的痛苦的。
Then on the last day, where there is judgment, we will be cast into hell where we will suffer for an eternity.
所以主耶稣在这里说，
which is why Jesus says here,
无论人犯的是什么罪，
regardless of the sin one commits,
手的罪，
sin with regard to the hand,
脚的罪，
sin with regard to the foot,
眼的罪，
sin with regard to the eye,
这些都要逃避不了神的审判的。
All these sins cannot be hidden from God's judgment.
不论你是信神的或是不信神的，
regardless of whether you believe in God or not,
你犯大罪还是犯小罪，
whether you have committed a big sin or a small sin,
是明显的罪还是隐藏在心里的罪，
whether it is an obvious sin or a sin that is hidden in your heart,
都是一样要面对神末日的大审判的。
All these sins likewise must face the judgment of God on the last day.
主耶稣告诉我们，审判的结果，那就是进入神的国，就是天国，或者被丢在地狱里，永远痛苦。
The Lord Jesus tells us that the outcome of judgment is that we will either be able to enter into heaven or to have to face eternal punishment in hell.
主耶稣还告诉我们，
The Lord Jesus also tells us,
在地狱那里，虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
In hell, the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
这是表示说，在那一边是永永远远的痛苦。
Which is to say that in that place is eternal suffering.
所以主说的地狱跟一般宗教所说的地狱是不同的。
Therefore, the hell that Jesus describes is different from the hell of other religions.
那我到底要相信谁说的？
Who should I listen to?
谁说的才是真的，才是绝对的？
Who has spoken what is indeed right and true?
有人说，
Some say,
为了避免这一些争执，
In order to avoid this kind of conflict,
你信什么神？就由你所信的神来审判。
Whatever God you, whichever God you believe in, let that God judge.
那死后你就到你所相信的那天堂和地狱去就好。
And after you die, you will go to either the heaven or the hell that you believe in.
这不是对大家都很公平吗？
Is this not fair to everyone?
你信你的，我信我的。
I believe in mine, you believe in yours.
那问题是，
But the problem is,
那些不信神的人，那谁来审判他呢？
For those who do not believe in God, who will judge them?
难道他们就免去审判吗？因为他不信有神就没有审判吗？
Is it that they are able to avoid punishment because they do not believe in a God?
那这样还有公义和公道吗？
Then is there justice and righteousness?
因此我们就会进入谁才有绝对的权柄来审判全人类。
Therefore, we have to consider who has the absolute authority to judge all of mankind.
谁才是能够绝对公义的来执行这个审判？
Who can execute judgment with absolute righteousness?
唯有创造世界和人类的那一位真神，他才有绝对的权柄和绝对的公义来审判世人的罪的。
Only God, the creator of heaven, earth and mankind, has the absolute authority to judge.
我们知道这个建筑物啊，它不会突然之间自动产生在这里的。
We understand that this building did not spontaneously come to be.
一定是有人创造的。
Surely there is a creator.
那这个世界和这个人类当然更不可能是自动产生的。
And all the more this world that we live in and us as mankind, all the more we could not have come out spontaneously.
一定是有一位神创造这个世界和这个人类。
Surely there must have been a God who created this earth and man.
你相信神。
You believe in God.
你也在敬拜你信的神。
And you worship the God you believe in.
但是你有没有冷静下来想一下，我敬拜的神是一位怎么样的神？
But have you taken a step back to consider the God that you believe in?
他是不是创造这个世界和人类的神呢？
Is the God you believe in one who created the earth as well as mankind?
我们看到这个世界的存在，我们自己的存在。
When we see the world's existence, our own existence,
那我们是不是应该要先敬拜那一位创造这个世界和我们人类的神？
Should we not worship the creator of earth and us?
如果创造你的神你都不敬拜，反而去敬拜其他你不认识的神，这不是很不合理吗？
If we do not worship the God who created us, but instead worship other gods, is this not unreasonable?
比如说生你的父母你都不去孝敬他，你反而去孝敬别人的父母，这在道德上是讲不通的。
For example, if you were to say that you honor other people instead of honoring the parents who gave birth to you and brought you up, this is not reasonable.
你的良心也会不安的。
Your conscience will not be at ease.
因为生你养你的父母你都不会孝敬他，你反而是孝敬别人，你怎么对得起你自己的良心？
Because you do not honor and respect the parents who have brought you up, but instead you bestow this honor upon others.
这些都是我们大家认同的。
These are things that we all can agree upon.
那同样的，在信仰上，我们不敬拜那位创造世界和创造我们的神，岂不是不合理吗？
Therefore, likewise, if we do not choose to worship the God who created us, this is not reasonable.
我们敬拜耶稣，因为我们相信耶稣就是那位创造世界和人类的真神。
We worship Jesus because we believe that he is the true God who created heaven, earth, and mankind.
我们这样的确信，因为耶稣传道的时候，他彰显掌管天地万物的权柄给我们看。
We have this absolute faith in him because when Jesus was on earth, he showed his power to mankind.
我们请看马可福音的第四章。
We look at Mark chapter 4.
我们读三十九节到四十一节。
Verses 39 to 41. Mark chapter 4, verses 39 to 41. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?
我们看到这些门徒，他们起初啊，他们是惧怕这个风浪，惧怕他们要死了。
We observe that these disciples in the beginning were afraid of the winds and waves. They were afraid of death.
那现在耶稣已经叫这个风浪停止，那为什么他们还大大的惧怕呢？
We see later on that Jesus caused the wind to cease and there was a great calm. Yet why was it that the disciples were still afraid?
他们当然不再是惧怕风浪。
They were not afraid of the wind anymore.
那他们惧怕谁？
Then who were they afraid of?
他们彼此说。
They said to themselves.
这到底是谁？
Who is this?
怎么连风和海都听从他呢？
Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?
他有这么大的权柄，能够叫风和海听从他。
He has such great authority that even the wind and the waves listen to him.
这不就是说明他就是那位掌管天地万物的创造主吗？
Does this not show that he is indeed the God who created everything?
是他创造的，当然他才有这种掌管的权柄啊。
And it is because he is the creator of all things that he has such authority.
既然他是创造主，那怎么我们不听从他呢？
And since he is the Lord of creation, why do we not listen to him?
怎么我们还怀疑他所说的，甚至还取笑他所说的呢？
Why do we doubt?Or even mock what he says.
如果他审判我们，我们要怎么办？要逃到哪里去呢？
If he were to judge us, where can we flee to?
他们在这个时候想到耶稣就是那一位掌管天地万物的创造主。
At this instance, the disciples realized that Jesus was the creator of all.
想到自己对主的不敬和不信，他们害怕了。
And they thought about their lack of respect and lack of faith for God, and they were fearful.
那今天我们读到圣经所记载的，告诉我们这一件 在历史上发生的这个真实事实。
Today, as we read the Bible, we understand these things that truly happened in the past.
单单从这个神迹，我们可以看出耶稣真的就是那位创造天地万物的主宰。
And from this miracle, we see that God, that Jesus is indeed the creator of heaven, earth, and mankind.
那我们是怎么样对待他？相信他，还是取笑他、拒绝他？
Then how do we approach Jesus? Do we accept him? Do we reject him?
耶稣他也显出掌管生命的权柄。
Jesus also shows that he has authority over life.
因为他就是创造生命的主。
Because he is the Lord of life, the creator of life.
我们请看约翰福音的十一章。
We look at John chapter 11.
我们读二十五跟二十六节。
Verses 25 to 26.
约翰福音十一章二十五跟二十六节。
John chapter 11 verses 25 and 26. Verses 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
有人可以跟耶稣说同样的话吗？
Can anyone say the same words to Jesus?
复活在我。生命也在我。
I am the resurrection and the life.
没有人可以跟主耶稣说同样这一句话的。
Nobody can say these same words to Jesus.
因为没有人有掌管生命的权柄。
Because there is no one who has the authority over life.
人只能够杀害生命，但是没有能力让生命不死，或者让生命复活。
Man is only capable of destroying life, but they do not have the ability to create life and to bring back life.
但耶稣宣布他就是生命的主。
But Jesus made clear that he is the Lord of life.
生命在我。
Life is in him.
我有权柄叫生命不死，我也有权柄叫死人复活。
I have the authority to stop one from dying and to bring one back to life.
我们如果再读下去，我们就看到耶稣行了另外一个神迹，就是叫死了四天的拉撒路复活。
If we were to continue reading the verses, then we will see that Jesus brought back to life Lazarus who had been dead for 4 days.
很多原本不相信耶稣的人看见了，他们就相信了。
And many people who initially did not believe in Jesus, upon witnessing this miracle, believed.
所以这个神迹见证耶稣真的是生命的主。
This miracle testifies that Jesus is indeed the Lord of life.
死了四天的拉撒路就是一个活的见证人。
And Lazarus who had been dead for 4 days became a living testimony.
我们都知道生命是存在的。
We know that life exists.
但是我们知道在还没有生命之前，生命是怎么样产生的吗？
But do we know how life came about before it came into existence?
科学家提出各种的理论。
Scientists have many theories.
哲学家提出各种的学说。
Philosophers have many ideologies.
各种宗教家也提出他们传统的传说。
And religionists have their traditional sayings.
但是唯有耶稣基督却很清楚地告诉我们。
But only Jesus Christ explicitly tells us.
生命是从生命的主来的。
That life comes from the Lord of life.
是生命的主创造的人类的始祖亚当夏娃。
It is the Lord of life, the one who created man's ancestors, Adam and Eve,
并叫他们将生命一代一代的传承下去
and enable them to pass on life across generations.
耶稣的说明是绝对的
Jesus, what Jesus says is absolute.
因为他彰显出他掌管生命的权柄，他叫死人拉撒路复活了
Because he made clear that he indeed had authority over life by bringing Lazarus back from the dead.
既然耶稣真的是生命的主。
And since Jesus is indeed the Lord of life,
我们这些人在享受生命的时候
as we enjoy life,
我们岂不是应当要感谢主耶稣这一位创造生命的主吗？
Should we not be grateful and thank the Lord Jesus who is the Lord of life?
既然我们已经知道耶稣基督他就是创造世界和人类的主
And since we know that Jesus Christ is the Lord of life, the Lord who created heaven, earth, and mankind.
那自然只有耶稣基督这位创造主，他有这个权柄来审判这个世人的罪，或者是赦免世人的罪。
And now that we know that only the Lord Jesus, the Creator, has the absolute authority to judge men whether they are able to go to heaven or to receive eternal punishment.
所以我们都应该相信耶稣使我们的罪得赦而得救。
Then we ought to believe that Jesus is the one with the authority to pardon or to retain our sins.
我们请看约翰福音的第三章。
We look at John chapter 3.
我们读十六到十八节。
Verses 16 to 17.John chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
18.
Verse 18. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
这里说耶稣要叫一切相信他的人不至于灭亡反得永生。
Here we see that God has come and he says that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
信他的人不被定罪。
And those who believe in him will not be condemned.
不信的人罪已经定了。
Yet those who do not believe in him are condemned already.
听到这里有很多人心里就愤愤不平认为这样的审判实在太不公平了。
And when many people hear this, they feel uneasy in their hearts and they feel that such a judgment is thoroughly unfair.
信他就不被定罪不信他就被定罪这是不是很不公道
?If we believe in him, then we are not condemned. But if we do not believe in him, then we are condemned. This is unjust.
其实是我们误会了这一句话。
Actually, it is that we have misunderstood these words.
一个人被定罪下地狱，是因为他自己所犯的罪。
When a person is condemned to hell, it is because of the sins that he has committed.
并不是因为他不信耶稣。
It is not because he has failed to believe in Jesus.
如果他相信耶稣的赦罪
，If he believes that Jesus can forgive his sins.
那么他所犯的罪就会被赦免。
Then his sins will be forgiven.
那被赦免就不被定罪，就不用再受审判了。
And after being forgiven, he will not be convicted of his sins and not receive judgment.
可是如果他拒绝耶稣基督的赦罪
，But if he rejects the salvation of Jesus Christ,
那他自己所犯的罪当然要面对审判，被定罪而死亡啊。
Then that person will have to face the judgment for his sins and be punished accordingly for it.
就好像一个被定死罪的囚犯
，just like perhaps a criminal who is on death row.
他有一个机会可以免去这个死刑。
The criminal has a chance to avoid this death sentence.
那就是求总统的特赦。
By obtaining a presidential pardon.
可是他拒绝去求种种的特赦。
But he rejects this opportunity to plead with the president.
结果他受死刑了。
And therefore his death sentence is carried out.
那他受死刑是不是因为他不求总统的特赦，总统很生气就定他死罪？
When he dies, is it because he did not ask for the president's pardon and the president was very angry and therefore allowed the man to be killed?
当然不是
Definitely not.
他受死刑是因为他自己本身所犯的罪被定死罪
The person had to face the death penalty because of the sins, his crimes that he had committed.
今天我们听到耶稣基督赦罪的福音了
Today we hear of the salvation gospel of Jesus.
我们是否愿意相信耶稣赦罪的恩典使我们的罪得赦而得救？
Do we believe that the salvation grace of Jesus enables our sins to be forgiven and for us to be saved?
有许多人说
There are many who say,
我不需要用相信耶稣赦罪的方法。
I do not need to use this method of believing in Jesus for the forgiveness of my sins.
因为我相信神的审判是绝对公义的。
Because I believe that God's judgment is absolutely just.
好人一定上天堂，坏人一定下地狱。
The good people will surely go to heaven and the bad people will surely descend to hell.
每一个人都认为他是一个好人。
Many people think that this person is good.
虽然他有一些不好的地方。
Even though perhaps he might have some imperfections.
但是还是有很多好的地方。
But still he has many virtues.
连一个杀人的人他都说其实我心里是良善的。
Even a murderer might say actually there is goodness in my heart.
我曾经帮过人的。
I have helped others before.
我不否认他的确有良善的时候。
I do not deny that surely there were times where he had done good.
但是他也不能够否定掉他杀人的罪啊。
But he also cannot deny the fact that he had committed this crime of killing another.
所以问题是要多好才叫一个好人。
Therefore the question is, how much good do you have to do in order for you to be called good?
要做到多坏才算是一个坏人。
How much evil do you have to commit in order to be deemed an evil person?
我们看这个人的外表啊，行为端正，他是一个好人。
When we look at a person's outward appearance and actions, we might conclude that that person is a good man.
因为他讲话很小声，他行为都很有礼貌，很斯文。
Because he is mild in his words, he is polite and gentle.
他在外表上看真的是个好人。
And based on what we see on the outside, the person is good.
但其实他心里怀恨陷害人的。
And yet that person harbors hatred in his heart and has intention to harm others.
他说谎欺骗人的。
He lies and deceives others.
他真的放怒的时候，他真的会伤害人的。
And when he is angry, he harms others.
他其实是一个坏人。
Actually, that person is a bad person.
可见人犯罪的方式不同。
What we can see is that there are different methods of sinning.
人犯罪的程度也不一样。
And the degree of sin that one commits also differs.
所以你看到有较好的罪人和较坏的罪人。
Which is why we can say that there are milder criminals and more hardened criminals.
但是人犯罪就是罪人啊。
And yet, when a person sins, that person is a sinner.
不管你是较好的罪人或者是较坏的罪人，都一样要面对罪的审判的。
Regardless of whether you are a good sinner or a bad sinner, you have still committed sin.
神的审判不是根据人与人之间相对的比较。
God's judgment is not based merely on a comparison between different people.
而是根据神公义的标准。
It is in accordance with God's own standard of righteousness.
没有一个人能够靠自己的行为达到神公义的标准的。
There is no one who through his own actions is able to meet God's standard of righteousness.
唯有信靠耶稣基督的赦罪的恩典，人才能够免去神的审判。
Only by relying on the salvation grace of Jesus Christ can one avoid judgment.
因此有人说，
Therefore there are those who say,
第一的审判是那么样的痛苦，那么样的可怕。
The judgment of hell is so painful and so frightening.
这样的审判实在是太过残酷了。
This kind of judgment is surely too cruel.
这么残酷的审判，怎么可能出于那一位慈爱的神呢？
How can such a harsh judgment be passed by a God whom we understand to be loving and kind?
所以他们相信神的慈爱，他们认为没有那种地狱的审判。
Therefore, when they believe in the loving kindness of God, they do not believe in hell.
但是我们忘记了一件重要的事。
But we have neglected an important point.
神是慈爱的。
God is love.
但是神也是公义的。
But God is also righteous.
而且神的慈爱是不能够违背他的公义的。
And God's love cannot contradict his righteousness.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
所以神必须执行天国和地狱的审判。
Therefore, God has to execute the judgment of heaven and hell.
但是因为神是慈爱的。
But because God is love.
因此当神在执行审判的时候，
When God is executing his judgment,
他先伸出慈爱的手，设立了一个赦罪的救恩。
He first extended his hand of love.In order to save those who have sinned,
给世人有一个机会可以悔改，可以得救。
To give the people of the world a chance to repent and to have their sins forgiven.
我们请看罗马书的第五章。
We look at Romans chapter 5,
第七跟第八节。
Verses 7 and 8. Romans chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die.Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这个世界上有一些人真的是愿意为义人而死的。
In this world, there indeed are some who are willing to die for a righteous man.
但有谁会为一个罪人而死呢？
But who would die for a sinner?
唯有耶稣基督，他是为了救赎世人的罪而死在十字架上的。
Only Jesus Christ who for the sake of saving mankind from sin,
died on the cross.
Jesus was not crucified because of the sins of any sin he had committed.
耶稣乃是要救赎我们的罪，替我们的罪而死，成为一个赎罪祭。
Rather, Jesus died on the cross in order for our sins to be forgiven. He became the sacrifice or the propitiation of our sins.
让那些相信耶稣赎罪恩典的人可以得到罪的赦免。
So that those who believe in the Lord Jesus might be forgiven of their sins.
将来可以得救进天国，而不是被丢下地狱。
And thereafter be saved and enter heaven and not descend to hell.
保罗说，神的爱就在这里向我们显明了。
Here Paul says that God's love is made manifest to us in this manner.
地狱的审判真的是痛苦和可怕的。
The judgment of hell is indeed painful and frightening.
但也因此让我们更加明白神真的是爱世人。
But this actually helps us to better understand that God indeed loves the people of the world.
神不是愿意把人送进地狱的。
God is not willing that any should descend to hell.
神是愿意人人都得救的。
God is instead willing for all to be saved.
所以他才设立这个救恩，赦免我们的罪，让我们可以得救啊。
Which is why he established his salvation grace that we might be saved.
地狱有多痛苦？
Where hell is painful.
那就向我们说明神的爱是有多大。
This shows how great God's love is toward us.
地狱有多可怕？
Hell is very frightening.
那就向我们说明神拯救我们的恩典是多么的宝贵。
But this shows just how precious God's salvation, Jesus' salvation grace is for us.
所以想到主这么样的爱我们，为我们的罪而死。
Therefore, when we think about how much Jesus loves us to the point where he is willing to die for our sins,
好让我们将来可以得救进天国而不是下地狱。
Such that we are able to be saved and do not descend to hell.
我们要怎么样来报答主这么大的恩典呢？
How can we repay God for his great grace?
所以我们信主的人，
so for those who believe in the Lord,
我们要真的认真悔改，远离这个罪。
We need to sincerely repent and distance ourselves from sin.
要珍惜主的救恩。
We have to cherish the Lord's grace.
不要再继续犯罪。
And sin no more.
更要虔诚敬拜主，来感谢他救赎的大恩。
We have to revere God and thank him for his great salvation grace.
要听主的话，要忠心跟随主。
We have to listen to the Lord's words and to follow in his footsteps.
那我们还没有为信主的人呢？
And for those of us who have yet to believe in the Lord,
我们要认真思想天国和地狱的事情。
We need to sincerely consider this matter of heaven and hell.
这是每一个人都必须要面对的一个永恒问题。
Because this is an eternal issue that we all have to face up with one day.
天堂是真的。
Heaven is real.
地狱也是真的。
Hell is real.
神的审判也是真的。
God's judgment is real.
但是主耶稣基督赦罪的恩典也是真的。
But Jesus Christ's salvation grace that forgives sins is also real.
所以我们要相信，要把握机会。
Therefore, we ought to believe and to cherish this chance.
不要等到机会失去了，我们才来后悔没有相信耶稣、接受耶稣的救恩，那已经太迟了。
And not wait for the opportunity to pass us by such that when we want to receive God's salvation grace, it is too late.
今天我们听到了这个得救的福音。
Today, after we listen to this gospel of salvation,
相信耶稣的赦罪恩典，我们可以得救进天国，不至于被审判丢下地狱。
And when we believe in Jesus' salvation grace such that our sins are forgiven and we are not judged to have to descend to hell,
就像我们刚才起初唱的赞美诗一样。
Just like what we sang in the opening hymn,
我们真的要好好去想一想。
We do have to indeed think and reflect.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing another hymn.
141首。
141.